No, you can still listen, be somewhere where there's concrete, and, you know, listen to us if you can. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 to Champ AM, and the National Weather Service channel. we're going to interrupt them. And,
they are in control.
Yeah, they are in control, and as well as they should be. Once again, so at 5 o'clock tonight, we were supposed to have Scott Carlson. It's a weather item out here. He happens to be the craft beer tent, which has a lot of open area.
Massive, massive tent with not a lot of walls.
So he is forgiven, and he is. As long as he keeps letting us walk into his establishment, we're good with Scott.
Exactly.
So, you know, we understand that. We do want to thank Brooks Reynolds,
JR South Pork Ranch.
I love it. I just call it JR's. Yeah, he's Bacon Fest, and the food is crazy. He brought us
lobster rolls,
and my wife Jennifer, how was it?
It was delicious.
She's had hers already. Miss Bridget took a corn dog. Love it.
She likes corn dogs.
Yeah, right. I get it. So,
did you get the small one or did you get the big 12-inch? Did you get the big one?
Yeah. She got the
You got the small one.
Because she wanted a lot. She had the big one today. So.
Oh, okay.
The big corn dog.
The jumbo?
Jumbo corn dog. No, I don't think it was that. Then we want to thank, we had Gary Slater come in here. I'm pretty sure he knows everything about the State Fair since he's the CEO of the State Fair. He is, I have no idea how he compartmentalizes everything that he does. And he's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
Well, and the talent you have of making people uncomfortable. I love that.
You have to. You know, that's part of radio, right? You I mean, look what I did with you for like the first 3 months, and now you give it right back. Look where we've been.
Exactly. You push the limits until you don't get fined, right? And then
exactly.
You know, all right, we're good.
And that's where we stay. You know, and here's the difficult thing. Right before we left, before National Weather Service kicked in, we were talking about Deshaun Watson. And, you know, here's a group that we're probably not hitting and we're not getting this out there. And that's young NFL football fans. I mean, this is a lot to hear. You hear it on the news every night.
Right.
You hear all this stuff. You know, the NFL, if they wanted to do, and I think they want to do this, they need to be able to go and explain some of this stuff that's going on in a way that, you know, these kids don't understand what you're doing to Deshaun Watson. You know, they're thinking, you're taking my quarterback. They don't understand the whole thing.
They don't understand the downstroke of why.
Why, right.
Okay.
Now, adults, you kind of feel concerned about is they don't care because he's their quarterback. I have a bigger problem with that than anything else. Listen, everybody – it's not that everybody deserves a second chance, but you can't just keep getting punished either.
Okay, it's interesting because, I mean, there was the text messages that Brett Favre went through with Jen, whatever, and there was the Robert Kraft incident with a masseuse. There was all as these different – I mean, we've had these things that pop up and, you know, from John Gruden, it becomes a headline, and then it seems to go away.
Just go away.
This Deshaun Watson deal is not going away.
It is not. I mean, he is not going to enjoy going to other football stadiums. Now, here's the point, and a lot of this, this shows how good of a question preparer you are.
Yes.
A lot of questions that were asked today. Now that they're all over the sensationalism of it all, is how long does it take somebody that hasn't played in a year and a half to get back?
Oh, that's all over. Dude, we talked about that.
We did talk about it. And I said, you know what? He's good enough. I would take him not playing and getting under center. I think he's better than Baker Mayfield. Now, what he has to be better than Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert and all that. That's going to take some time.
I go back to the same thing we've talked about. This guy didn't play for a year. Now he's got this cloak of every worry in the world. Yeah, that was a lot of thunder, and I can feel it at
my feet. I can too.
But still.
I feel like I'm in a mobile home.
Okay. Yes, you do. Okay, focus. If you can focus a little bit here.
Okay.
Ooh, is that a quarter? Yeah. Okay. But it's the fact that he has not had timing.
No.
You've got to have
Or with his wide receivers.
With his right. That's what I'm saying. Timing with the wide receivers of getting your, okay, he's going to do this. I'm going to look this way and know that when I throw it, it's going to be right there. And wow, this is, we are in a little box and it is storming. That's.
Hello, Mr. Tony. Hello, Clint. Yeah. I would come inside the building if I was you as well. Nice to have you in.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay.
Yes.
Why does it feel like this is one of those where were you moments?
Yes. Where were you when this little building picked up and went away?
It's a twister. Oh, God, don't say
don't
I'm so
that.
Sorry. That was merely tongue in cheek.
No, that is the thing. You know, he hasn't had time to work with him. Even during spring practice, wasn't going to do anything. He probably wasn't going to play in the preseason anyway. No. So, you know, that stuff all happens. But he hasn't. You're right. He hasn't played for a long time. You asked me the question, what can he – if he gets back to where he was, if he is 75% of what he was before all this happened –
He's still a top
he's
five
still
guy?
He's still a top 10 guy easy. Okay. Very simply a top 10 guy. And he's – but it's not because of injury. It's because of others. So that – I can't put the toll of psychologically how much it's going to affect him. I don't know how many times you can be yelled bad things at you and not care. I couldn't. You know me well enough. Right. I couldn't do it. So it'll be interesting to see some of that happen. We didn't talk about this yesterday. I want to get your – you know, we're getting to a point where we're getting ready to lose two more icons in sports. Venus and Serena Williams are both going to play the U.S. Open,
right.
And that's going to be the last tennis match they've ever played.
Right.
When you look at those two young ladies and the expectations that their dad put on them throughout the whole thing, and I don't know if it was beyond what you would want, but the expectations that he put on, and they both did it, I think people kind of owe him a little bit of, you know, apology. And you have to think that these two gals, for what they've done as African-American tennis players and just individuals, what they have done in this country to widen the just the anatomy of women's tennis, it's a big deal. And they're both going to be done, and they did it. The greatest thing about them, Venus looks like mom, Serena like dad, and they did tennis in two separate ways, but both won a lot of tennis matches.
Okay,
so it's a huge deal to me.
It is. Okay, but when you're saying this, are you saying that you think they're doing it too soon? They checked
all the
boxes.
It's time for them.
I mean, to listen to Serena, she wants to be a mom. She wants to focus on spirituality. She wants to. It is raining. Yes, it is.
I mean, I think she probably injuries. If she hasn't been hurt as much as she's been in the last year and a half, she'd still be playing because she's still in that level. But she also likes to sit at home and with her daughter, and she wants to have more. So
I totally get it.
It's just a great thing. She's going to leave. They're awesome. They're amazing. And I don't think they get enough credit for how they've changed a sport that a lot of people watch. I mean, a ton of people watch tennis. But it was just one of those things.
It is interesting, though, to talk about tennis because – I can't say that I've really focused on stopping the channel on tennis. I did when the Williams sisters were playing. I did when I just went blank. But anyway, good Lord. Back in the days, it was
John McEnroe, Andre Agassi.
There was Andre Agassi, and it was Pete Sampras and all this. Yep. And then we had – and I forget his name. I think he's married to one of the
– Pete Sampras is another.
Right. But no, there was a reason. But anyway, that's bad radio for me to linger on that. But what I'm saying was that we used to stop and watch it.
Right.
I also used to think we used to stop and watch it more because it was USA flag people.
Yes.
Where we don't have those, you know, because it was always, hey, are we doing great as, a country?
A country. And that
and now
the reason that it's happening is, as well as we have done in this country and bringing up a lot of people from other countries started doing the same thing
and
had the same results set up by what we have done in youth tennis and youth baseball and youth hockey and all those things. But it's just, you know, you lose icons, and sometimes I think we probably don't give them enough credit. I mean, Wayne Gretzky, nobody knew anything about golf, about hockey, and then Wayne Gretzky comes along. And he totally changes the way golf's played.
Right.
Golf. I keep saying golf. Hockey's played. Tiger Woods.
No, I've seen you golf.
It's like
a little
hockey.
Bit like hockey.
Yeah. Tiger Woods the same way. the amount of people that watched golf, I almost called it hockey. See, I'm really. It's windy. We're sitting in a wooden building. No, we're safe. It's those things, and that's what you're looking for. And so interesting, because yesterday you brought up baseball, and we talked about that with Aaron Judge. We're looking for that person in baseball. I don't think we have it yet. And some of them, like Fernando Tatis Jr., kind of ruined it a little bit too, getting busted for steroids. I mean, he was one of those young iconic players that
because as a baseball fan and as a group, we thought we were past that.
Yes,
because the testing was supposed to be good. That the guys knew how to push the envelope, if you will. But then he got busted for what we were tired of hearing about.
Right,
because we went through the whole years of they have the record, they have the stats. But there's always going to be the asterisk because it's through the steroid era.
And I told you what I thought about Aaron Judge. If Aaron Judge hits 62 home runs this year, in my mind, he's the home run king. Because he's going to beat Roger Maris. And as far as we know right now, Aaron Judge is clean.
Oh, okay.
And Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were not.
Well,
And
plus it says Yankees on his jersey. And you're always, he's the best. I mean, he's the king.
Well, I think there's a baseball player. But could you imagine him playing in Wrigley Field? I mean, I get it. I would I was the Chicago Cubs. They have money.
Like I said, I told you yesterday. The things I'm hearing is they're ready to spend the money. Let's start the rebuild.
It's one of the wealthiest baseball. It's the Rickett family.
I know.
And what they're doing right now is not good. Well, so you have to change.
Again, we don't want to hear it. You want to hang on to the things that gave you memories of World Series. You don't want to let go of the parts and pieces, but sometimes you actually have to create a crater and then build
and do it.
Build from within.
And the one I never thought and Bridge and you, Anthony Rizzo should have been a Chicago Cub for eternity.
He loves being a Yankee.
He does love being. He has a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and it's not a fun. I mean, it's a very strict clubhouse.
Well, and then there's that one player. What was his name? Chris Bryant. He gets married. I haven't heard from him. See that glare? That's the glare I like.
Chris
right
Bryant. and baseball is as good as baseball is right now, and it's really good. There's a lot of good things that are going on. There's a lot of teams winning a lot of games. There's teams that haven't been over 500 in 20 years, and over 500. The Baltimore Orioles are over 500.
Right.
They have a payroll that I think the New York Yankees give their, fourth string bench coach. That's their payroll. Their entire payroll.
That doesn't make the Yankees – it doesn't make me like the Yankees anymore when you say that.
No.
I know what you're saying. They are doing a lot with a little.
Right. They decided to clean house and bring in a new group and say, this is the way we're going to do it. We have got you guys. When you walk in this room and you tell me we're going to spend this number one draft pick on this player, that's what we're going to do. And that's what they've done. And Toronto Blue Jays are doing the same thing. So you can win in Major League Baseball doing it either way. It's a lot easier for the – wow, I felt that one.
That was very cool. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. At least the National Weather Service hasn't kicked in yet, so that's a good thing.
They're I'm scared.
Yeah, it's still going. It's still rumbling. That's the great thing about baseball right now is you can have a high payroll and be horrible, Philadelphia Phillies. Right. You can have a low payroll and be good, the Baltimore Orioles, and then you can do both and be really, really good. Houston Astros have a huge payroll. The L.A. Dodgers have a huge payroll. Right. The New York Mets have a huge payroll, and the New York Yankees, and they're all in the top two of their divisions and stuff. So, I mean, that's the thing about baseball that's changing. You can do it more than one way, because everybody thought you could only do it one way. Even the Chicago Cubs, when they were doing that, they were bringing in, like when they brought Rick Sutcliffe in, they were bringing that person that they paid a lot of money to do a thing.
Like the
win.
The Marlins. Marlins, when they went out and they bought a team and they won World Series.
And that's all they wanted to do. Guess what you get to do? I just have to say I won a World Series. Because there's a lot of teams in the Major League Baseball that haven't won a World Series. So that's
the
part.
Yankees have won, four?
Yeah. 1,400.
14. Nice.
No. So here's just looking into next week, because hopefully if we get through the National Weather Service part, the B Styles, Brendan Styles, is going to come on. So we're going to have him. Then we're going to have one last segment. next week when we start, we have over-unders in college football. We have over-unders in professional football. We have over-unders on people making the World Series. We have so many things that we have to go through.
We have multiple fantasy football leagues that we're in.
We're going to get into.
Who's going to be the guy? Who's going to be the running back? Who's going to be? I was talking to my son today at work about Alvin Kamara from the Saints. Now he's not going to have suspension, so he went from being where you could get him fourth round to, do you jump on him again? Is he going to be that?
You got to get him early.
I mean, they're talking with the things going on down in Tampa Bay with, you know, from the center going out to just, it doesn't seem like it's falling into place like it's supposed to. That was really close. Thanks, Lightning. Good God.
I really felt that one.
That was
whoo. Did you hear
the click on the microphone first? I didn't even get to do a one Mrs. Baboom.
I saw that one.
Okay, but anyway, back to the Saints. They're talking that maybe the Saints are going to be better than what they thought.
Yeah, and you still have Jameis Winston.
Yeah,
I mean, he doesn't really know the difference between a touchdown and an interception. He kind of thinks they're both. He gets paid for both.
Well, yeah, I threw it. Somebody got it.
That's all that matters.
I'm going to get beat up by my son. I know for saying that.
Here's an Iowa State, little Iowa State love, Breece Hall. I've seen some really good things with the Jets with him.
I have heard some good things.
So I think that's going to be kind of cool. So that'll be interesting. But we have all this football stuff, and here's another one coming again.
One Mississippi.
Two Mississippi.
Oh, see, it's already great.
That wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad.
There's that music.
Oh, that was 5 miles away. We're
good. You are listening to Steen on Sports, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Yes, it is. We are coming to you live from the Iowa State Fair in a wooden building that is enclosed, so we're good. We got a couple more segments. Hopefully, B Styles coming in. As long as we don't have the National Weather Service, we'll be right back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, we're coming to you live from the Iowa State Fair. This is Steen on Sports, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott as well. It's a Friday. We are at the Iowa State Fair.
Woo.
We are in Cumulus's building, and what a show!
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the radio. Wow!
It has been. We were just joking earlier about Lightning and then Count.
Yeah, there was no Count.
Yeah, simultaneous, and it was close.
It was close. You can check us out as always at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at Happy Hour _SS, and at 1700 The Champ. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ AM. I got some guests coming on. I have B Styles coming on. I'm going to get to him here in just a second. So I'm just going to go ahead and once again, we have Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, and Palmer Group. Thank them. We couldn't do this. We wouldn't be able to come out here. We wouldn't have some of the guests that we have if we didn't have those guys. And one of the guests pretty much from day one as well, it's Brendan Styles. He's at the B Styles. B, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Ooh, man, we're having some crazy weather, my friend. We had a rainstorm that you wouldn't believe, and then it was lightning, and we had one, and like Scott's here with me, and he goes, yeah, you're supposed to be able to count. There was no counting. It was lightning and a boom. It was crazy. So yeah. We are happy to have you on. Haven't got to talk to you for a while, and I appreciate that you're coming back on. How you been?
I've been doing okay. We had a little bit of rain up here in Minnesota as well, so it's been that kind of day. But otherwise, things are going pretty well.
It's been a couple of weeks, and I go, hey, B, what's the biggest sport thing that's on your mind? What you got for us?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said there.
No, that's okay. I was just saying if we haven't talked for a couple of weeks, what's the biggest sports thing that's on your mind right now?
Oh, I think it's what happened yesterday with regards to the Big Ten. And just the fact that you're talking about $7 billion worth of television money coming into that conference, and that's going to basically be split up with those schools, one of which obviously being Iowa. And that – I mean, it's significant. Like, yes, there are the negatives where, you know, okay, maybe you have to watch, you have to go to Peacock to watch basketball games. And, you know, obviously this is, it's primarily a football thing, but at the same time, I mean, you think about the money that's coming in, it's going to really help not just Iowa, but all of the teams, including USC and UCLA, when they join. And it's going to allow the conference to stay neck and neck with the SEC. It's basically an arms race in college sports.
And I think the Big Ten has the advantage now, because I think the SEC is waiting too long, just thinking, well, we're the SEC and we're going to be good. I heard this one today, and since I'm a Yankee fan, I'm gonna say this: Rutgers, with this TV contract, will make more money than the New York Yankees and their TV contract.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That is unbelievable. And I think in the verbiage, B, and I want to see if you agree with this, Big Ten's not done. Big Ten's going and grabbing more teams.
Oh, no.
Because they have to make more money.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it sounds like Kevin Warren's told other people in interviews just in the last 48 hours that they're not done. So, clearly, they're keeping an open mind on what's going to happen, whether it ends up being more expansion out west, or maybe it is talking to a team like Notre Dame in the joining, especially now that you got NBC under wraps. It would certainly help in that regard. But I think either way, it's a good future that's ahead, at least from a financial standpoint. It's a really good future that's ahead here for the Big Ten Conference.
Has there ever been, and once again, we're talking to Brennan Stiles, he's at DB Stiles on Twitter. Has there been a person that's had their career resurrected as much as Kevin Warren has? I mean, during the whole COVID thing, he was, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, what do we got? What are we doing to where he's at right now? I mean, he is making money for the people that matter.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're kind of breaking up there. What were you saying?
No, so and we apologize. It's the storm we're having, and I'm sorry about that. So I was saying about Kevin Warren. You know, during COVID, he was deadpan. I mean, people were ready to get
rid of him.
And now he's brought them to the promised land. I mean, this is a deal that I don't think people thought that Kevin Warren could do, and boy, did he do it.
Well, I think, you know, there were definitely some people that underestimated, but I think you consider what they were able to achieve. You consider the fact that he has an NFL background, and we've been accustomed all these years for it with the NFL. You have a 12 o'clock window, a 3 o'clock window, and a night window every Sunday. And that's basically what he did here, at least for football with the Big Ten, is now, okay, you have the big noon Saturday that Fox has had for the last few years. That's going to obviously not, that's not going anywhere. Now you basically have the SEC spot that's on CBS at 2:30. And now you're going to have a primetime game on NBC as well. So you got all three of the networks involved, which ironically, it's the same three networks that are involved with the NFL on Sunday. So they really, I mean, he basically just kind of modeled everything after that. And he's put the Big Ten in a position where it's not only going to be making a lot of money, but there's going to be a lot of staying power for the years to come, at least on a football perspective.
One of the conversations that Scott and I had, we had it yesterday, we had it again today. He was talking about the Cubs and the Ricketts family saying that, okay, you know, we need to spend money. And since I'm a Yankee fan and he's a Cub fan, he's like, I think the Chicago Cubs are going to go out and get Aaron Judge. What's your thoughts on something like that happening?
Oh, I don't think that's happening. I don't think the Yankees are going to let him leave New York, first of all.
That's what I said too. But it's a good dream. It's a good dream,
right? I do think the Cubs, they have to obviously go out and get somebody in free agency this summer to at least make the team somewhat interesting going into next year. Because right now, it's one of those situations where they didn't make the deals that we thought they were going to make. They were Wilson Contreras and Ian Happ. Contreras is a free agent. Hopefully, they manage to keep him around. I know he wants to stay, but it's a matter of are they willing to, you know, come to an agreement in terms of, you know, price and longevity. And then with Ian Happ, he's going to be in a contract year. And if you weren't going to trade him now, you might as well try to, you know, do what you can to keep him around as well. And then see if you could get some. I know obviously shortstop's going to be the big discussion with a lot of the guys at that position that are going to be free agents this summer. This winter, not this summer. But that's got to be the play. You got to be able to get some bats, and you got to be able to continue to produce the pitching that you have with your farm system.
And that's the interesting thing, and I guess the realization that you have to spend money, I think that's a good thing.
And that's
took a while.
When you and I talked about this yesterday, and we talked about it again today a little bit, it's the acknowledgement.
It's one of those things where, like, when you're Chicago, you should be able to act like, you know, a big market team, especially. And I can say this about the White Sox as well, because, like, you look at the Cubs, they're in a division with Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and St. Louis. You look at the White Sox, they're in a division with Cleveland, Detroit, Kansas City, and Minnesota. Like, those in a sport like baseball where you don't have a salary cap and those teams can spend as much as they want, both of those teams should have high enough payrolls that they should be able to compete for division titles year in and year out.
Absolutely.
Right, and the fact they aren't, you know, everybody, you know, and I think this is sometimes going to Cubs games. It's not the same in going to White Sox games, but it's an event, right? And so they think, well, look, we still have people coming. We don't need to win. That goes away. It doesn't always.
You just can't fill the seats and think it's going to be.
It's going to be a fun
continuous
time because you
right
can drink beer and it's gorgeous outside. You have to have a product too. And I think.
Oh yeah, and that's one of those things with the Cubs that died in 2016 when they won the World Series. Like it no longer became a thing where it's like, oh, you just go to Wrigley Field to have a good time, and it's just, you know, you have that label, the lovable losers, like. That's gone. It's one of those things where now with you have that, and I know that 6 years ago, and it's becoming more and more distant, but at the same time, it's also not that long ago in the sense of you still have the same ownership in place. You still have a few pieces that are from that team in place, and there's got to be that expectation of, okay, we're going to continue to – maybe we're not going to win the World Series every year, but you're going to at least continue to compete because that team kind of set the standard for what could be.
Once again, we're talking to Brendan Stiles. He's the B Stiles on Twitter. Let's jump over to your Chicago Bears. I've seen a little bit. Justin Fields, I think he can be a really good quarterback. Scott and I talked about that a couple of times this week as well. You know, I think his athleticism and what he can do, it just doesn't seem like the Chicago Bears are giving him enough to try to help him.
You know, I'll say this. I think he looked decent last night from the little I saw of him or the little that he played. I think Eberflus has done a decent job in terms of setting a culture in place and setting a standard for what he wants, which is definitely a positive for the long term. I don't know how much that's going to help in the immediate future because, like you said, they still have issues with the offensive line that have to, you know, they're – going through them, you know, trying to figure out what the combination is going to be for that. And then at that point, those guys need to be able to protect. I know David Montgomery didn't play last night, but you're hoping that he can help in terms of being able to be somebody that can protect when they do go back to pass. If he's not being utilized in the passing game, somebody that can pick up blitzes and whatnot. And they really need to establish somebody else besides Darnell Mooney. Like, Mooney is a clear number one receiver, and that's fine, but somebody else has to step up and join them in that realm, whether it's somebody like Cole Kmet at tight end, or maybe it's an Equanimous State Brown. Somebody on that team, or maybe they get a receiver, you know, in the next couple of weeks after teams are starting to go through their cuts to get down to 53. Whatever it is, they got to be able to figure out an identity with their offense. And I think once they do that, then I think Fields will be able to handle things fine. But until then, it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah, and you know, it's I get it that, you know, Green Bay's in that division. Nobody knows what Minnesota's going to be like. I mean, they still have Kirk Cousins. You got rid of your defensive coordinator coach. You brought somebody.
Ooh, that was cool.
That was interesting.
All right.
You still there, B?
Yeah, I am. You were starting to kind of break up again.
Yep. I don't know. I think somebody – I think they're telling us it's going to rain some more. You know, it's a division that – I mean, I think they can win. I think they can win games, right? I mean, I don't know how good the Packers are going to be. They don't have Devontae Adams anymore. You don't know what Kirk Cousins is going to do. You don't
it's not the best division. The situation, though, is – like, it's their own issues that they have. Because right now, you look at it, I don't know if they can compete with the Packers. I don't know if they can compete with the Vikings. And frankly, I don't even know if they can compete with the Lions, because, yes, they beat them twice last season, but you're at least seeing improvement in Detroit, and you're seeing an identity take place with that team. So it's one of those situations where, you know, if people that are saying that the Bears are fourth in that division at the moment, they're probably justified in saying that. And it's going to be something where, you know, can they beat those teams, you know, late in the season and make strides? Sure. But right now, do I think that they're a playoff team? Probably not.
So here's one. I'm gonna jump to the Iowa Hawkeyes just to get your take on this really quick. I listened to a couple of shows today, and, you know, they're talking about how good their defense is, the offensive line, you know, what they can get from quarterback, running backs. I think they're good. And then they start talking about their wide receiver core, and you kind of go, oh, yeah, he's not there anymore. Oh, is that going to be their any bit of a downfall for the Iowa Hawkeyes, that they don't have that strong a wide receiving core?
That they are the wide, yeah, that could be. I mean, right now, it's got to be something where I think, you know, they got an emergence from Keegan Johnson late in the season, which I think helps. And, you know, I think having a guy like Arlen Bruce will definitely help. And I think those two guys have got to be kind of the focal points in terms of your passing game, along with Sam Laporta. If you can get them going, then I think the offense can be fun. But it's one of those situations where, yeah, I think losing a guy like Charlie Jones, and especially to a place like Purdue,
he's killing it, by the way.
Could be
That's
very problematic. And it's one of those things. I think everybody wants to see the improvements made, but until they actually take the field, it's still going to just remain a question of, okay, can they do it or not? And I think the people that are, you know, saying that they're probably going to take a step back this year, I get it, because it is kind of looking similar to last year, but I go back to what I've said before, they have a tougher schedule that they're going to be working with. So, you know, maybe they are a better team, like in terms of personnel and what the team's able to do, like schematically and with the talent they have. But at the same time, it could end up being something where they end up only winning 7 or 8 games just because they have a tougher go around this year as opposed to what they dealt with a year ago.
And the places where you got wins against good teams last year, you got them at home. This year you're going to have them on the road, or you know, even a team that you beat on the road. You know, it's always going to change. We always think, too, that, you know, it's always going to be about the quarterback. You know, it's Spencer Petras. Well, he has to have people that can get open. And, you know, Sam Laporta gets him that. I think Sam Laporta is one of the top 4 or 5, if not more, better tight ends in the country. I think he's going to give them a great avenue. But he needs to, for him to be good, you have to get separation from your wide receivers. He's not going to throw somebody open.
Right. And I think that's, you could say the same thing with all the quarterbacks that they have in place. It's whoever is in there, they're going to need to be able to, you know, do something that allows those guys to get the separation that they need, so that way he can get them the ball in a timely manner.
All right, buddy. We're going to be back in studio next week. We're going to start doing over-unders with you on NFL, on college. Can't wait. Thanks for coming on, B. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're coming to you live from the fair. Be right back.
All right.
Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Friday. It's a happy Friday from the Iowa State Fair. What a show. It started out great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! And then we had some
Been a show, all right.
Electricity going out here. We want to thank
fire trucks and lightning and
absolutely. First off, we can't do this without Steve. He's sitting back at Cumulus in the champ room. We can't do it without him. Thanks, buddy. You're awesome as always. You're listening to Steen on Sports, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We've been at the fair for the last 2 days. We've had a blast. It's so much fun. It's cool to just to be able to sit here and watch people walk by while you're doing a show, and they're like, "Hey, where's that voice is coming from?" So it's kind of fun. But we want to thank the State Fair for having us out here, Cumulus as well, and everybody. We're coming live right now, 101.3 FM, 1700 the champ AM.
Still 1700 champ AM.
Had to think about that for a second. The lightning that close makes you think of a lot of different things.
Yes.
You know what? We also have others. We have 95 KGGO, Nash 97.3 FM, KJJY 92.5, and 98.3 The Vibe. So we have everybody. We got them all out here.
All part of the Cumulus
fam. I want to thank Clint for coming out here today. Tony's here today as well. Coming out here and join. We have to give special shout outs, right? We had, first off, we had,
we got to thank Extreme Roofing and Siding, our broadcast partners.
They're our broadcast partners. Connet Services are making sure that we're cool in here when we had to shut everything up because they keep the air moving in here. Whatever was going on outside. We want to thank Brooks Reynolds, JR South Pork Ranch.
Look at you go.
Look, I hit it that time. I hit it right on there. It was great having him on here. The stories, everything, the amount of time that he spends out here.
Yeah.
He goes, he was up there next to the bed. Oh, yeah, he's sleeping here.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
To make sure that happens. And how do you top something like that? Well, I don't know. You have the CEO of the fair, Gary Slater, come in and tell us about all the things going on. We finish up having B Styles come in here and talk a little sports with us. So we get a full circle here.
And we have had weather we haven't seen for a long time.
No, it was at the state fair. when you're in a small wooden building that it was.
I would rather be in a small wooden building than a little metal building right now.
Yes, so we did.
But no,
that.
It's clearing up a little bit. So it's still sprinkling, but it's going. They're going to get the concert in.
I think they're going to get the concert in as well. Disturbed tonight.
Disturbed? Special guest Chevelle.
Yeah, yes. Which is that's different, and I think it's going to do really well as long as we can keep this away.
Yep.
As always, we want to thank Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Woodman Controls, and Iowa Cubs for believing in the program. And wanting to be a part of it, so we can't do it without them. We can't. And if you've listened for the last couple of months and you like, you can get a hold of us, man. Here's the one thing that we enjoy doing when we have sponsors. We talk about them and we talk about what they do. So we'll be very kind.
Yes, love to have our partners.
Yes. So it took care of all that. A little potpourri. And this is, you know. Every once in a while, I go. What? Here's the one that got me today, right?
Other than the lightning,
which really, it was
an eye opener.
Yeah. So, here's the one today. Fox Sports, they hired somebody back today to be a part of their college football program.
Fox Sports.
Yeah, they hired Urban Meyer back. Okay, Urban Meyer, human being, not the nicest guy. Urban Meyer. Head football coach of the NFL, horrible human being. Yeah. Fox brought him right back in. Yep, here you go. We'd love to listen to you talk and do all that. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, they've got a lot of streaming services. I think they need to fill some spots, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I did not expect that.
I did not either. I cannot say this. So on an up-and-coming way to look at the story and a happy part of the story. Ava Jones and her mom, Amy, basketball player recruit for the University of Iowa that were at a huge basketball tournament and were hit by a
impaired driver,
lost their father.
Yes.
Mother and daughter have been struggling. They actually got to go back. They got to leave Kansas and go back. They left Louisville to go back to Kansas after 44 days. They have a long, long, long road ahead, but they lasted for 44 days. So
they have been released and they're going through rehab.
They're going through rehab back in Kansas. So that makes it a big deal. How are you?
Hey.
What's happening?
I just heard you on the radio.
And you need to listen to us. We have that effect on people. You just
I wanted to participate with you.
Well, there you go. How are you enjoying the fair?
Where were you able to hide during the storm? That's a good thing.
Did you?
There is a lot of beer there.
We've partaken in that. Yeah, we had a lightning strike and then a boom. It's supposed to have. Yeah, it's supposed to give us time so we can.
Yes, it was close, and then all of a sudden there's fire trucks close, and we're like, okay, everything seems to be fine now, but it was a dicey moment there for a while. But.
Remembering that we're on live radio, what's been your favorite part of the Iowa State Fair?
The food.
There you go. What's been your favorite food? Really?
See, that was first night. That's where I went
to.
Where,
that's where you went.
Yep, the Euros.
We were nice enough today. So JR's South Pork Ranch,
yes.
He came in, was on the show today, and brought us lobster rolls.
Oh,
have you tried one of those?
Yes, now, but Steve has, and he loved it.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievably good.
And have some prime rib tonight.
Oh,
there you go.
And we are about 4 minutes away from beer whatever
yes,
time.
Yes, so we can go. Pleasure
Cheers.
Seeing you. Have a great
Thank
fair. Stay safe.
Thank you for stopping by.
There you go. The joys. As we said at many remotes, the joys
that's the
of
best
live.
Part,
that's
right?
The best part of live radio.
I'm thinking, what are you doing? I was making sure it looked like Jen was taking a turn into the wrong restroom there, but nope, she's going to the right one. Good job. I don't even remember where we were at. We talked about Urban Meyer. I'm so done with Urban Meyer. I don't even. Oh, we were talking about Ava, and her
yes.
mom, and that's such great news that I'm so happy for them. Another one that stuck out this week is people are making fun of Vanessa Bryant, Kobe's wife.
Yes,
because she is after they released or they didn't release the people that came to the wreckage. People that we trust, right? Emergency people, police people.
Yes.
They took pictures and sold pictures.
Yikes.
And
that
people are
horrible.
Saying that she doesn't have a right to sue or have a right to be upset that someone took pictures. Yeah, she does. She
right.
lost a daughter and a husband.
Right.
That's
that,
I'm,
that has to me, that has to be some sort of, I hate to use the word HIPAA, but I mean, that's
yeah,
you were to do a job. You're not
right.
to take advantage of a situation for.
Yeah,
well,
being a good person,
thank
absolutely.
You, Bridget,
I just
the fact of just being a good person.
I just don't understand that.
You don't have to take every crappy opportunity in life.
So here's the last one, and this shocked me today. And since we're in Iowa, we're a farming community. John Deere posted its earnings today.
Yeah.
They were projecting earnings of $7 billion and got 7.2 for the year. It's down slightly from last year, but, you know, they're kind of worried and don't think they're going to have layoffs. They made $7 billion, and they're thinking, oh, maybe we won't do layoffs. $7 billion.
Yeah. And still not even close to the Big Ten contract, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I saw that, and I'm like, okay, seven.
I know. I know.
You know,
it's a B, not an
Austin,
F.
Austin Powers didn't know what he was saying. He should have been. This should have been billion.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that just you know in my potpourri
it
that
all just doesn't go into we made money pot. Things have to keep moving forward.
It's incredible that I don't know. It's just so different. And that is the big story, right? The big story is the Big Ten signing that contract.
Right.
The simple fact that Rutgers per year can get more money than what the YES Network pays the Yankees is
that's
crazy.
That's impressive.
We
again,
saw
going back to that whole deal. I mean, the fact that there's escalators built in was one of the most genius negotiating. We got a really good long-term. No, don't worry about a really good long-term. We got one that is going to evolve with us as we grow.
And that's the part that they want. So we have a couple of minutes, so we just want to do some due diligence. It was fun to be out here. It's fun to do.
Absolutely.
We, as families, we've come out to the fair for a long, long
right.
time. To be able to do this here, see out, see people, it was a blast.
Right.
We thank everybody. We try to do our best to – you know, get people to come in. I think we had great people. The people we had
wonderful
today.
Guest. Wonderful
if
guest.
if you were gonna come up to Scott and I a month ago and say, okay, top three people who do you want to get here? I don't think we could have done any better.
Right.
You couldn't have done any better.
Right.
That's
and,
awesome.
Well, and it's and I am not. I just hope everything is good to go with Scott down at the
right,
craft
we're heading
tent.
There right now.
We're heading down to go check on things. He was unable to come down, but that was a heck of a storm that came through.
It was.
Be safe.
Once again, Steve, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it getting us on the air and going through all this. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, live at the Iowa State Fair, 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. See you on Monday.